Restoring My Soul, Monday the 12th of January, The Example of Christ. Having been established as part of a kingdom of priests, there is a Christian culture that we are to demonstrate in all of the contexts of life. This includes our attitude and conduct in the places of our employment or education. Detailing this expression, Peter said, "Servants, that is, employees or students, be submissive to your masters or employees or teachers, with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is commendable, if because of conscience toward God one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it if, when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God." Peter then highlighted that new creation life should be evident in our families. In relation to this subject, his first point of address was to Christian wives, writing, "Wives, likewise be submissive to your own husbands." Just prior to this statement, Peter had explained that Christ suffered for our sakes on his offering journey from Gethsemane to Calvary in obedience to the Father. He said, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously." By directing wives to likewise be submissive to their husband, they were to behave toward their husband in the same manner as Christ did to the Father. Importantly, this is a directive to all wives, that even if some husbands do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives, when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 18 to 23, and 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 2. For further study, 1 Peter chapter 3,